Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, you, and each, especially you. Great is thou faithfulness. I'm telling you right now, second God, there's no other place to be other than in good standards with the Lord. And then you're going to have to be faithful, faithful in prayer, faithful in seeking the face of the living God. And I just thank God for each and every one of you for coming on and being a part, my God Almighty, of you. We'll call it our morning prayer breakfast. Amen. Words of inspiration to keep us going and keep us motivated throughout the day. So I just bless the living God for what he is doing and what he is continuing to do in each and every one of your life. And I'm telling you right now, you have not seen, my God Almighty, the best is yet to come, thanks to God. The best is yet to come. So we just give thanks to God in the head of our life. I'm telling you right now, up there international, we thank God for you all. We bless God for you all. Keep pushing, keep pushing. I'm still waiting to hear from our brothers and sisters, somebody in the United Kingdom or in Asia. Somebody could reach out to our brothers and sisters over there in, my God, Almighty, North Korea. And I just give God the blessing. I give God the glory for what he is doing. I'm telling you right now, thanks to God, this is the day and time that we must pray. Regardless of all, we must pray and seek the face of the living God. If you only know what is stirring up, we'll keep these little issues that be flaring up. We'll let them brush off our shoulders and keep moving on so we can stay focused and seeking the face of the living God. This is says to God, I don't want to take up too much time, but I'm just so excited for what God is doing and the things that God is doing. And nonetheless, we just give God the thanks and give God the glory. Listen, I'm going to bring on this powerful intercessor, Mother Price. She's going to go ahead and intercede for us. Right after that, we're going to get her some words of inspiration by our own minister, Juanita. So she on. Come on, let's press one. My God Almighty, and we're going to let God do what he got to do. God bless you, Mother Price. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you, Pastor, this morning.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I first come to you giving you honor, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and every member of the AMD family in the front line. Father God, as we come to you this morning, as we know how, God, we yet and still thank you just for another day. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you how you shielded and took care of our last night up until this point in the name of Jesus, God. We come to say thank you this morning, God, and give you all the glory, God, because you truly have been good to us, God. You've been better to us than we have our own self, God. We thank you, God, for loving us, God, when you really did, when we didn't even love ourselves. So we say thank you this morning, God. We pray again, God, creating us a clean heart and creating us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what comes, no distraction or whatever, God, let us stay focused on you, God. Let our mind stay on you, because you said if our mind stayed on you, you'll continue to give us perfect peace, God. So we thank you for the perfect peace. We thank you for the peace that we have in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, continue, Lord, to order our footsteps in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let us continue to push no matter what come our way, no matter how we feel. It ain't about how we feel, God, but it's all about Jesus, God. Let us continue to give all that we have to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because God has been so good to us, so we say thank you once again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that every ear that has an ear, God, let them continue to hear your voice, God. And let them continue to push the good of O'Shea like never before, God. Because we truly need you, God. We need you like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you, God. We cry out this morning. Have mercy upon our soul, God. Have mercy upon our soul, God.
Oh, God, I know sometimes, God, we think we don't need you, God. I don't know, God, but we truly need you in these last and evil days, God. Even now, everyday activities, God, and I've gone and I'm coming, God, even getting up in the morning, God, because it wouldn't be possible for us to rise in the morning if you didn't breathe your life in us once again. So we say thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray continually, Lord. Keep your minister up on the wall, God. Oh, God. Don't let them come down. No matter what, God, let them continue to breathe your word, speak your word in the mighty name of Ikotaboshi, in the name of Jesus. No matter how it looks, let them continue to cry out. Cry out like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning we lift our family members up, God. Continue, God, to strengthen them like never before, God. Continue to let us come together in unity and love, God. But you must be the center in every relationship, God, in every family situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, for the sick and shed in everywhere, God. We know that you are healing. You're still healing like never before. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, because your word is sufficient in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God. This morning we ask that you touch everyone, out of the bullshit, that has a well body laying in the bed, God, when they should have been on rise this morning, God, that just to tell you thank you. Tell you, thank you just for life itself in the name of Jesus. Oh, the bullshit, God. Somebody this morning crying out for help. Oh, the bullshit, God. I pray, God, that you help them this morning, whatever the situation is, God. Because we realize if you've done it for us, you'll do it for them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for well-made-up mind, God. Well-made-up mind, God, want to run this way. Well-made-up mind to want to follow you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what nobody say or how they look at us, God, let us continue to run this way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Somebody need to say hallelujah in the heart.
No matter hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for amazing grace. Go to Moshe, God, this morning, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for continuing to turn the fire up like never before. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus, God, Moshe, God. Don't
you,
let
Jesus.
Us look to the left nor to the right, God. But let us continue to look forward, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that forward is in you, God. Like never before, God. We thank you, God. We
Amen.
Just a very member, ADM member this morning, God. We
thank
pray,
you,
God,
Jesus.
That you continue to strengthen. God, continue to let them run this way like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, to let us be obedient in you, God, even to your leaders, out of the motion. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us stay before you, cry like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say this morning, have your way, God. Even as Minister Juanita come forward, God, have your way like never before, God. Let her open my heart. Like a trumpet, and God, use a mighty God of Oshay in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us stand strong, God, in your life, never before, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord of Oshay. We thank you, God. We just thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, God. We ask that you have your way. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Price, for that wonderful prayer this morning. That dynamic prayer, which is much needed. Good morning, Pastor Temple and First Lady Lakeisha, and good morning to the co-laborers in the Lord. First, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I thank him how he kept me and watched over me all through the night, woke me up to let me see another day that I'd never seen before, to act to use my lamp, open my eyes that I may see clearly. I thank God for the wonderful work that he's doing for me in my life. I see the change, and I thank God. I thank him for his goodness, mercy, and I thank him that he's right beside me, in front of me, everywhere. I need him in my life. each and every day. And all of us need him. And to watch over us and keep us in the hollow of his hand.
Yes.
This morning, I'll be coming from Proverbs 31, 10 verse and 31 verse.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband do it safely, trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand.
Amen.
She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She consider a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands.
Amen.
She planteth
a
vineyard. And 31, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Proverbs has a lot to say about women. How fitting that the book ends with a picture of a woman of strong character, great wisdom, many skills, and great compassion. Some people have the mistaken idea that the ideal woman in the Bible is retiring, surreal, and entirely domestic. Not so. This woman is an excellent wife and mother. She is also a manufacturer, an importer, manager, retailer, farmer. She's a seamstress, upholster, and merchant. Her strength and dignity do not come from her amazing achievement. However, thank you, Jesus, they are a result of reverence for God.
Amen.
In our society, where physical appearance counts for so much, that it may surprise us to realize that her appearance is never mentioned. Her attractiveness comes entirely from her character. The woman described in this chapter has outstanding ability. Her family social position is high. In fact, she may not be one woman at all. She may be a composite portrait of an ideal womanhood. Do not see her as a model. To imitate in every detail. Your days are not long enough to do everything she does.
Amen.
See her instead as an inspiration to be all you can be. We can't be just like her, but we can learn from her industrial integrity and resentfulness.
Amen.
The book of Proverbs begins with the command to fear the Lord 1 through 7, and ends with the picture of a woman who fulfills this command. Her qualities are mentioned throughout the book. Hard work, fear of God,
amen.
Respect for spouse, for spouse, encouragement, care for others, concern for the poor, wisdom in handling money. These qualities, when coupled with fear of God, lead to enjoyment, success, honor, and worth. Proverbs is practically for us because it shows how to become wise.
Amen.
Make good decisions.
Yes.
And live accordingly to God's idea.
Hallelujah.
These same virtues are also found in the mothers of the church. The mothers of the church are much needed. The mother of the church is caring. The mothers in the church is about the church.
Amen.
The mothers of the church, the children, love the children. She loved the children in the church.
Jesus.
The mother in the church wears many hats.
Amen.
Number one, the mother in the church should have the love and should be seen at all times. Number two, the mother should have character.
Amen.
And the gifts of the Spirit in her life.
Amen. Amen.
And we will see that if she has the gift of the Spirit in her life. And it's so important to have the mothers in the church, women of great wisdom, and to tell us if she tells us something, to listen, because she's been there. She has the wisdom.
Amen.
And we should respect the women of the church. The mothers in the church should be respected.
My Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord.
The mothers in the church can come to you, and they know that love, especially young people. If young people love the mothers in the church, that means number one, because that's the love, and they can come to them and talk to them, or she can say a kind word to them.
Amen.
It's important. It's important to have the mothers in the church, and I mean not just. You have to walk it and show it.
Amen.
Not one Sunday, but every Sunday, mothers in the church.
Amen. Amen.
She have that love. And be able to talk with them. And say a kind word or something to lift up their day through the week. Some people come, don't have mothers. And they look for a mother, and they find that mother image in the church. So we should really recognize the mothers in the church and the love of God that they have in their hearts toward the people and all of us.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God that I found a mother. I had one, but I wasn't raised by her, but I found a mother.
Amen.
That love and care for me. me and can tell me which is right and which is not wrong. It may not be always sounding right, but I thank God for her. And I thank God she is a mother in the church with much love and dignity and wisdom. A virtuous woman. Well, I pray that these words have encouraged you this morning. And go and think about what I said in Jesus' name. I will turn to our pastor. Temple.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Amen. What a awesome scripture. Listen, saints of God.
Amen.
You know, listen, saints of God. You know, what she really describes, she describes a finished product. Finished product. And we got to understand that before we can get to that finished product, amen, we're going to be going through something.
Amen.
And it's a process that before we can get to this part of virtue. Okay, it's a process. And we got to understand that we're going to have to go through a process. Throughout life, it's going to be a process to mold you into this finished product. So many times we see the finished product, but we don't see the process. We want the finished product, but we don't want the process. You're going to have to understand that you're going to have to go through the process before you can get the finished product. And so many men to this day, amen, they want the woman to be this way, that way, that way, that way. But they don't want to take it through the process. Every time you get mad, you know, something ain't right, we want to hit the door. We want to go. We want to do this. But at the end of the day, you will never get a virtuous person in your life, regardless if it is a wife, or regardless if it is a husband, or regardless if it is a relationship, or a career. You will never get the success that you're looking for or the quality because you're not ready to endure the process. You got to understand something, saints of God. For that individual that you love and you can admire again, that individual have a story. And they will tell you about the story that, baby, I've been there, I did that, this happened, that happened. They get through a process before they can able to relate and you can confine into the individual and they understand what you are talking about. It's a process before the finished work. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, let's not despise the process. Your process is going to help encourage somebody. Your process is going to help motivate somebody. Your process is going to help, my God Almighty, help somebody through whatever they're going through. My God, because you got to have a virtue inside of you. So it is your purpose. Amen. So it's your process, it's the process that you ought to have for you to turn you into a quality individual. That's basically what the Bible is saying, dealing with the virtuous woman. We're talking about a woman or individual of quality. Amen? Quality. There's nothing like it. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you're on your way to quality if you're not going to throw away the process. And I know at times you'll be ready to give up and throw in the towel. That's part of your process. Amen? I know sometimes you just don't feel like it. That's part of your process. I know sometimes it gets so hard. That's part of your process. You have to go through the process to get the finished product. You will never get the finished product if you never go through the process. Amen? So let's remember, let's go through the process, and let's keep going through what God has us going through, because at the end of the day, it's the finished product that we are seeking for and that we want. So don't beat yourself up, saints of God. Don't beat yourself up, because every now and then you fall. Get up, brush yourself off. Dust yourself off and can continue to go through the process. That is part of the process. Amen. You can be able to talk to somebody. You can be able to relate to somebody. You can be able to tell them, baby, get up. I've been there. I've been there. Get up. Because just as sure, it ain't going to be too much longer to where, my God Almighty, God going to have you sprouting and blossoming up. But you have to go through the process, my God, if you want to see some change take place in your life. Go through the process, saints of God. Then you're going to see the blessings of the living God reign in your life. Listen, saints of God, I'm just so excited. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for what he is doing inside each and every one of your life. And I'm telling you right now, say to God, you go through the process. My God Almighty, do not rebuke the process. Go through the process. Even though the Bible, Proverbs 31, my God, it's verse talks about the virtuous woman. But before the virtuous woman, before the rubies and everything become the shining, pretty stone, it had to go through a process. It had to go through the cleaning. It had to go through some work. It had to go through different things, my God Almighty, to bring that ruby to its perfect beauty. Amen. It had to go through some work. You might be rough around the edges right now, but that's all right. You just got to go through the process. Let's say to God, I thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm telling you right now, I want you to continue, my God, let's keep seeking God and getting these, my God, nuggets that God has for us, and it is surely a blessing. This is says to God, I'm telling you right now, I want you to tune in every morning for God can continue to bless you. Do not despise your process. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right. It's going to blow over after a while, but you got to go through the process. That's how you're going to be able to be made. A squeezing got to happen. A molding got to take place for God to show you your correct shape and correct form. God bless each and every one of you. We're going to see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. If not, we're going to tonight. First Lady just gave me some correction. Amen. Tonight, with that beautiful mother of the ministry that Minister Juanita was just talking about, Mother Jellin, tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., we're going to get in here some words of encouragement and words of wisdom. Amen. We're going to hear what the Lord has on her heart to share with us tonight at 7 p.m. But until then, if not so, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we're still going to be on whatever God is going to do. We're going to celebrate what the house, and we're still in worship. Let's remember, let's keep worshiping and living God in our spirit. And don't forget, today, as Minister Juanita just broke it down, let's go through the process, amen, so we can become that quality that we can make an impact in somebody's life. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We're going to see you till then. Amen.